I actually was thinking today of the connection of these three feasts, Corpus Christi and the second of the Fatima apparitions, as well as St. Anthony. And it all sort of comes together with what's going on in the world and what might even be going on within your own personal world of the soul. Right now, let's face it, we're going through a communist revolution. And that's what it really and truly is. Antifa and all of the rest of it, they are just an extension. Even one of our Russian priests, I believe he's from Russia, one of those countries over there, controlled by the communists. He looks over here and he says, well, this is not just the simple one-worlders. These are communists. And this is how they took over every other country, forcing their ideas and their way of life on you, and then keeping you in fear. And then you get the little signs by which they know they have you in their hands. The masks, for example, was a good one. And these are all things that are going on in our own day. Why? Because remember what Our Lady said in Fatima? Russia must be consecrated to her Immaculate Heart. And if it not be consecrated, the errors of Russia will spread. Well, Pope Pius XII, for all of his good qualities and his virtues, he didn't consecrate Russia exactly as Our Lady had asked. The errors of Russia continue. And we're enduring that. But that's okay. Do you know the story of the mule? A donkey, hard-headed, can't move him at all. Well, that could stand, I was thinking today, for the world, and it certainly could stand for some of us, the donkey. So St. Anthony, he was speaking one day to a Jew. The Jew refused to believe in the real presence of Christ in the Holy Eucharist. Well, he didn't even believe in the divinity of Christ, let alone the Holy Eucharist. And so they were in a debate, this Jewish man and St. Anthony. And the Jewish man told him, I'll make a deal, a bet with you. I will starve my donkey for 3 days and then bring him, and I will then put the hay before him. And you at the same time come with the Holy Eucharist. And if my donkey kneels before your sacrament, then I will believe. And so the day came. The donkey was starved for 3 whole days. And they came together. The Jew threw the hay in front of the donkey, and the donkey, by instinct, runs over to the hay. But just before he started eating it, St. Anthony came on the scene and he said, mule, whatever that is in Italian. But he said, mule, he said, bow down before your creator and your creator and your maker, and show everyone here that this is God in the Eucharist. And the mule turns away from his food and he falls with his hind legs still outstretched. He falls onto his forearms of his legs and his head down to the ground in adoration. And the Jew saw that, and he converted on the spot. The Holy Eucharist, it softens even the hardest of heads. Even the beasts of the earth can recognize their God here. Because our faith tells us here, we must believe. But going back to all the problems of the world, remember what goes on in this Mass? The sacrifice of Calvary. From the moment of the consecration, that bread becomes Christ's body, and it remains on the altar in sacrifice to his heavenly Father until the moment the priest consumes the sacrifice. That is the time to be asking for graces. How about true peace in this world? How about the destruction of the communist agenda? How about all of the rest of it? Peace in our country, that we may one day, once more, be given over to the Catholic faith, as America was becoming so strong in the Catholic Church in America was becoming so strong just before Vatican II hit and took it all down. But the Mass is the most powerful prayer, and it holds God's hand back from striking. However, this time, we deserve to be struck with all of the abortions and unnatural sins that are becoming legalized. And then you've seen images of Satan being erected in public places while Robert E. Lee is being torn down. We need the Mass because the sacrifice of God the Son is what placates God the Father. And the second thing for today is the Immaculate Heart devotion. Our Lady told Lucia, "Those of you who are devoted to my Immaculate Heart, I will plant you around the throne of my Son as so many flowers to adorn it." In other words, she promised heaven to those who would be devoted to the Immaculate Heart. But the Immaculate Heart, too, and the Rosary of Fatima offered for peace, is the solution to all of this world's problems. And though it might be a little bit frightening for some to come down and walk through this neighborhood praying the Rosary, Our Lady's always taken care, and Our Lady will take care to help us yet again today. The Rosary procession, the Mass, these are the two great things that have always ended the problems of the world. We think of Lepanto. We think of all the many Rosary processions ordered by the popes in our Catholic history, and how it ended plagues and diseases and violence and everything else. It's not the politics that will solve it. Let's face it. Politics, well, when you play their game, it only gets worse. It's falling on your knees, like that donkey. We're the donkeys. We sometimes don't get it. And we just keep going towards politics, and we keep doing our own thing. But it's time to get it through the thickness of the skull and fall to the knees before our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, to walk with Our Lady in procession. These are the things that we're doing today, and these are the things we must do every day. So let us do them today with the greatest of confidence. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.